Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The lollygagging.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It is a reaction Tuesday, reacting to a terrible Monday night performance by the Houston Texans. A terrible press conference by D'Amico Ryans a little earlier, which we will circle back to and cover before the show is out once again today. We got a lot to cuss and discuss, but right here, I think it was on display last night for everybody to see. The Texans staff has no idea who they are and what they're capable of, what their strengths and weaknesses are offensively. And I'm going to tell you, it's laughable, Ron, and I got a few examples here.
They're all fixable.
Anybody that follows, covers, and damn sure those that coach this team know that there's a handful of things that are just flat out very, very real. And it starts with the obvious, right? The Texans are not and have never been an offensive unit that should be heavy and plan on, bank on, bringing an extra offensive lineman in the game, going heavy personnel to any degree in short yardage situations versus the best run defense in football and expect to win. I don't know what in the world would lead Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caley, and Cole Popovich to a point where they say, we're going to go to Seattle. We're going to bring in an extra offensive lineman. We're going to pack everybody between the tackles, between the tight ends. We're going to invite them to load up the line of scrimmage, the best run defense in football, and then we're going to run it right at them. That's going to be the plan. I don't have a problem running the football. I got a problem with how this staff has watched this particular offensive line unit, this particular group of tight ends, this particular offense in general, and thought, yeah, man, we are going to pot commit to running the ball downhill between the tackles into the teeth of the best run defense in football at their place. Well, that's where I'm going with it. It's bad enough that you thought that was the way to start things off. But you know what? I could watch it once and say, okay, boys, what's the adjustment? But it was multiple times. Hell, once it was third and short and fourth and short. And if you'd be honest with you, when the camera pans over to Nick Caley, it was one of those like, hey, the clock's running. It's the best thing I got to offer right now. I don't know how that was the plan. And I don't know how there didn't appear to be an adjustment when that is the opponent, when you saw the proof in the pudding after the first time you tried it. When the announcers in the analysts that are calling the game multiple times think it's egregious from the booth how that is still your plan as this game unfolds. Nobody on the headset at any point said, hey, boys, why don't we spread these guys out a little bit and see if we can't get Woody March to hit a crease? Hey, why don't we spread these guys out a little bit to make the box a little bit cleaner for our offensive line to know who they have, who they're going to double, what they're going to do? How about we spread them out a little bit to not allow them to just literally pack the box and build a wall on us? I don't know any other way to slice it other than this staff does not know who they are when it comes to the offensive line.
Are they delusional?
They've got to be. They have never been. There's nothing, Ron, there is nothing since Wade Smith was playing for the Houston Texans back in the early 2000s that says go out there and approach a game offensively in the run game the way the Texans did. And that's coming from a guy, look, I thought they showed a lot of promise in a sense of being able to double team and move in double teams.
It seemed like that's what they really want it to be.
Sure, but you can do those. You don't have to bring in Blake Fisher and add an offensive lineman and add two other tight ends in the game and be in 22 personnel with one wide receiver in the game and allow safeties and backers to just shoot. Like, you're not that good. That's not who you are. How this staff watched games and watched film and watched practice and ever decided, yeah, baby, this is our best chance to win ball games. This is our best chance to run the football, is to be vanilla as hell, invite everybody into the box, and then just run into a wall and never adjust at all, to the point of there was not one creative run in this ball game. There was 15 carries, I believe it was, split between Nick Chubb and Woody Marks. There was not a Jalen Noel. There was not a Jalen Noel jet sweep. There was not a Nico Collins jet sweep. There was not a formation with those guys lined up in a way where they might touch the ball. There was never any deception whatsoever. How you thought that was the best approach for your team to go in and establish the run is beyond me. It's absolutely mind-boggling. How does it happen? Number one, the approach to the run game. Number two, this offensive staff is delusional, to steal your word. This offensive staff is delusional about the pass catchers on this football team. Beyond Nico Collins and maybe Jalen Noel. That was a good look by Jalen Noel late. This group cannot separate. And it's not a secret, Ron. We've been talking about it on this show. And it's not even a knock per se. It's not even a disrespect. It's just the type of receivers that you have. Look, Dalton Schultz went out there and had a good game. Right? He's not a separator. He's a deception. You boot action, hit him in the flats, nobody within 10 yards, go cut up the sideline and
Had him a nice game.
But he's not seeing man coverage and outrunning somebody. He's not running these great routes that's creating 10 yards, 5 yards of separation and getting guys on their heels and allowing the quarterback to make an easy throw in the ocean. That's all design. It's not him. I mean, these guys aren't – that's not who the Texans are. And that's blatantly obvious if you've watched them in training camp, if you've watched them throughout the year. Now, if all you watched was the Baltimore game and said, boy, we got eight different guys on this team that can catch a football against Baltimore's second and third corners and safeties, then maybe you believe that. But I got to think that this staff has watched more than just the Baltimore game. It's not rocket science to watch this group and say, hey, we've got to do some things a little bit differently. Yeah. To create free releases. We got to do things a little bit differently.
Motion.
Bingo, motion, shift, bunch formations to get a pick for a guy that's going to the flats. Maybe a little an angle route where you start outside and the defender jumps it and you bang back underneath for a quick something, whether it's formations or motions. I mean, there was never a ball snapped with a wide receiver running full speed when the ball was snapped so that he could get a full speed release outside of somebody and get up the sideline. Just simple, stupid stuff that is such football 101 that we don't see. And I don't think, by the way, that this group is stupid and doesn't know football and doesn't see it. I just think they're bullheaded and going to try to do it this New England Patriot way, which is majority of the motions and shifts are to make the defense adjust, and it's not to get free releases. It's not to get quick answers. It's more to get the defense to give you a key to what they're doing, which, by the way, I will argue they do a piss-poor job of that too. The back motions out a little bit just to see. Like when everybody's bunched up in the A-gap and you got linebackers and sometimes safeties walked up, if you just motion the running back out to the hash and back, if a guy leaves with him, you know it's man. If a guy leaves with him, you know he's not pressuring, he's not blitzing, so you don't have to account for him in the pass protection. We don't even use simple things like that. Like, I don't know who this staff thinks this group of pass catchers actually is. When it comes to having the twitch and change of direction to separate, it's you just don't have much of it. When it comes to the ability to be a great route runner, to create separation, you just don't have a lot of it. When it comes to just sheer speed to threaten guys, to force them to play soft, you just don't have a lot of it. Yeah. Does somebody, like, every now and then, does Higgins run by somebody? Was he open on a go route? Sure, yeah, he was. Right? He ran past. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about within the scheme, within the route tree, something other than just flat out running a go route. I'm talking about create it right now, a high percentage throw, give me something. That there's a lack of that with this team. How this staff doesn't understand that, address that, and go into a game with a different plan than staying pretty stagnant across the board and trying to throw routes is beyond me. It's like they're delusional in who they are, Ron. It's wild to me.
Is it delusional, or do they just have no clue of who they are? Maybe a little.
No, I think it's delusional. There's no way. There's no way that these guys have
so
been. Well, they've all been around. They've all been around good players. I mean, they've all been, and not good players. They've all been around players that I'm talking about that have the twitch, the change of direction, the ability to strike fear in the opponent with speed, so it creates a soft corner or it creates separation. It creates easy throws in the ocean. I don't think they don't know what that is. I think they know what it is. I think they are just pot committed to running this certain scheme and running it a certain way that they're willing to take the fall for it. I mean, but at the end of the day,
I guess.
At the end of the day, they're going to go down. This ship's going to sink with these issues, right? The O-line has never been an O-line that's going to line up against one of the best defenses in the league and run the ball between the tackles. Never has been, never will be, right? There's no signs that point to, yeah, that's a good plan. This pass-catching group is not a team that has any level of skill that actually separates beyond Nico Collins and maybe Jalen Noel. To go out there and be stationary and think you've got guys that can win and think your quarterback's going to have success with easy throws and having answers, with that being the approach, is silly. You're not going to win that way, right? And third but not least, last but not least, whether we're talking run game or pass protection, all signs, Ron, pointed towards this being a tough matchup for the offensive line versus one of the better defensive fronts in football.
Yeah.
This was a perfect equation, perfect setup for you to be overcommitted to the screen game. For you to be overcommitted to the screen game so you don't put all the pressure on your offensive line to pass protect for 3 and 4 seconds every time you drop back. I don't remember one wide receiver or tight end screen. I think they attempted a couple of running back screens along the way somewhere. I don't remember one outside screen, one quick hitting screen. I don't know. You think your offensive line can hold up under those circumstances is wild to me. The thought that it wasn't a big part of the game plan is crazy. The reality that it wasn't an adjustment that was made once your O-line was struggling, once your quarterback was jittery with his feet and clearly wasn't seeing things as clearly as you'd like for him to, the fact that it wasn't a go-to, an adjustment that was made, is mind-boggling, right? Now let's go to the offensive line and knowing that matchup was going to be tough in the run game. We mentioned it's the best run defense in football. For there to be 15 carries in this game split between Nick Chubb and Woody Marks and never have any level of misdirection, any level of creativity, any level of exoticness or any level of deception, like, hey, man, we're going to hand it over here, but we're going to at least fake it to Nico Collins on the jet sweep. We're going to fake it to Nico. I mean, it's mind-boggling that going into that game, there had to be a package of, hey, man, they're going to bottle us up inside.
Yeah.
We've got to see if we can get Jalen Noel on the edge. We got to see if we can get Nico 2 or 3 touches in this game. If every time Nico touches the football, it's dependent on us protecting for an extra beat and then C.J. Stroud seeing it and reading it and throwing the ball 10 to 15 yards down the field, then you're not getting the ball to Nico Collins, right? I mean, even if you do, you're making it more difficult than it needs to be. So the fact that there was none of that in the game plan or none of that involved as an adjustment, I don't know who you think you have up front on this offensive line to go into a game without at least answers, responses, adjustments to what you're going to do if they can't move the offensive line, the line of scrimmage. If they can't hold up in pass protection, what are your adjustments going
to
be?
Yeah, that was the weird thing is they just seem to not have another answer.
Nothing.
Like
nothing.
And they were just like, all right, like it was how many third and shorts did we see that they just had no chance in getting?
Well, a couple of them were in the red zone.
Yeah,
and then goal line. But
one
was
a false start, right? That took it away. But they weren't going to get that.
They got bailed out by the false start. That was fourth and goal, and handed it to him up the middle, and he didn't get it, but got bailed out by the false start.
And of course, they did it with third and one, and then fourth and one back to back. It's insane. Like, all right, man, that didn't work. Even on third down,
like I said, Ron, I don't get it wrong here. Like I'm not up here saying they should have thrown it more than they did. Hell, they threw it damn near 50 times, I believe. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying at some point in time, like it you are not a team. You're not going to move mass to that degree where you can create a pile at the line of scrimmage and think you're going to move it a yard and your guy's going to go get it. Like, it was very clear that was not going to happen. It wasn't like one guy got beat. Your whole line got displaced back a yard, right? Whether it was inside duo or it was outside zone, you weren't going to get it done. And so at that point, to not have some kind of spread them out, let's hit a seam, so do something other than what, you know, it seemed like Nick's knee-jerk reaction was to go directly to that play. I just don't know who you think you are at this point. Well, I don't. Let's take it a step further. Who do you think you are offensively that you can rotate left guards? Who do you think you are offensively that you all of a sudden can make Dari Agumbawale your special teams reserve running back?
And they snuck his ass back on that offense.
How?
Is my decision.
Like in that game when you need somebody to make something out of nothing, how do you not overcommit to Woody Marks? How? Like who do you think you are? Who do you think you are offensively where you can say, yeah, we're gonna take this series right here and we're gonna throw four go routes?
How many of those third and shorts was it not Nick Chubb, but it was Woody Marks running?
I have no idea.
There were several of those short yardage plays. It wasn't Nick Chubb. It was Woody Marks. That's also strange. Who do you think you are? That is good. That could have been the whole thing. You could have started every comment of it. Who do you think you are?
I went with how.
How?
I mean, I just all of those things, Ron. Like it's just to me, those are like football 101 things. Like, it doesn't, but you're so wrapped up in trying to be this game plan offense and trying to have this perfect protection that everything revolves around everybody doing their job flawlessly with great technique and mechanic instead of, you know what? Let's just out-scheme somebody, man. You know? Yeah, how about that? How about we create some throws in the ocean? How about we have a great screen game? How about we become a really good screen team? How about that?
I'll be honest, man. I don't know how Bobby did what he did. I don't know how Bobby Slowick did what he did the last 2 years. And you think about everything that we're watching right now. With
you ever watch Bobby?
How did he pull that off? Good Lord have mercy. All right, coming up, Tyler, I don't mean to do this to you, but I know you had a rough night. But I'll let you be the judge. And some of your other A&M fans, Mike Elko got hit with one of those questions about these job openings. And I'll be honest, Tyler, I don't love his answer. I do not love his answer. Wait till you hear what Mike Elko, coach of the undefeated Texas A&M Aggies, had to say when he was hit with that. Yo, what do you think about that Penn State job? We'll talk about that coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ain't nobody got nobody like Texas A&M.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, so coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win tickets. I would imagine home game against the San Francisco 49ers, the first place team, coming off of that bad game. Brock Purdy, I think, is expected to come back. May see maybe the best effort of this season from the Texans. So you got a chance to win tickets, not just tickets, front row tickets in the bullpen coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Just make sure you're listening. We'll get to your calls. I see Larry. I see Brian. We'll get to you coming up in a bit, so stay there for us, fellas. We'll get to you in just a little bit. But one thing that we started to see here lately in the last week or so, Clint, is we seeing some schools make some moves, baby, and big schools. There's some big openings. Florida, Billy Napier. Damn it, I wonder if Billy saw that thing coming on a win. Billy pulled out a win against Mississippi State. Maybe they're into thinking that we shouldn't be beating Mississippi State 23-21 at home in the swamp. Maybe that's a bad. I mean, I thought he was going to get fired several times with some of these losses, but they kept him and then fired his ass after they won. They fired James Franklin at Penn State. So those are two big openings right there, Clint. And those teams and universities or type of schools, they'll go after anybody. Like they're going to go after guys that are at good jobs, you know, like a team that's 7-0, that has that maroon money, that's got that big time money.
Mm.
They'll go after guys like that, Tyler. I am really intrigued. Everybody can pay attention to this and can chime in on this. But A&M fans, I'm really intrigued to hear from you. Here's Mike Elko yesterday, and you know, he's at his regular press conference, and Mike gets bombarded with, hey, what about some of these job openings? Listen to The question and Mike Elko, how he responds to maybe the Penn State job.
There's multiple national reports out that you're a possible candidate for the Penn State job. I'm just curious your thoughts on that, how you handle your name being linked to that kind of job, and if that's something you even discuss with your players.
I don't discuss it with my players. I think it's absolutely hilarious how you guys cover coaches. I think 3 weeks ago I was getting fired. Now I'm getting hired. Now I got that you don't want me to stay, but I'm leaving. Like, it's just, it's absolutely hilarious. It is a waste of brain space to spend any time talking or thinking about any of that stupidity.
All right, before we get to your thoughts on that, Clint, when you hear that, as he was clearly was asked about Penn State and what an answer that was. Tyler, as the A&M psycho fan, you feeling comfortable listening to Elko and that response?
Hell
about
no! If you would have told me yesterday on Monday going into this damn press conference for Mike Elko up in College Station, if you would have even suggested to me like that this was a possibility, him moving on to Penn State already from Texas A&M and leaving College Station, I would have told you if that gets asked, he's going to laugh his ass off. There's zero chance in hell. No way. But then he answers like that. Hell yeah, I'm worried now. I hated every second of that answer. Now, I'm not saying that makes it definitive and Elko's gone and he's going to Penn State and he's going to be with the Nittany Lions. I'm not saying that's automatic, but I sure as hell see it as more of a possibility now than what I did. Jeez.
Listen, he played it right, Clint. He sure as hell did not. Obviously, he could have just flushed that down the toilet and just said, "No, man, I don't be here." But he played that. Do you think Mike Elko would really leave for one of those jobs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a Jersey boy, right next door to Pennsylvania, so it's ultimately going back home.
Is he? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it would ultimately be going back home. Look, it is – the SEC is an absolute bear. The reason that you look at Penn State, and the only argument that to keep James Franklin was his overall record and how many games that he won. Right? There's enough, like, ultimately, there's enough games in that division that you can go win handling. 10 games a year is easy at Penn State. I mean, it comes down to Michigan and Ohio State, and every now and then it could be Indiana or Wisconsin or, maybe Fitzgerald goes back to Northwestern and they have a good little run here or there. Not that you can't, they don't have some middle-of-the-pack teams that can stand up, but The reality of it is life at Penn State in the Big Ten is significantly easier than life at A&M in the SEC. And that's not a dig on A&M, because I think A&M is one of the top places to live in the SEC. But you got several schools that are neck and neck right there with you, if not maybe historically a rung ahead of you in terms of national championships and what they've done the last 15 years. And really, Penn State, I mean, it's a three-horse race, and you're one of those horses every year, year in, year out. And so – Being back home, I think there's a level of realness to this. I don't think
the home
leaves,
part
but I think
is
it's possible.
The home part is the biggest thing. Getting closer to home potentially, if that's what he wants. I can tell you this right now myself, boy. If a job opening came in St. Louis for me, I don't know that I don't think that's working. They would have to really woo me. I mean, really, just because it's closer to home.
Yeah,
they'd have to really woo me with money and everything I've learned since I've been here. Penn State ain't going to out money A&M. Like I would assume that. I would assume Penn State's not going to out money A&M. And
well, they did. They were.
Penn State was.
Wasn't Franklin making more money than Elko?
Yeah, but I mean, if it came down to it, if it's like
just
right,
overall,
yeah,
money.
Or like
you.
If
okay,
it came,
I got you.
Like if it came
yeah,
down to
I don't know enough about
it.
What Penn State. I would think they could be in the same neck of the woods, but I don't know.
Oh, I know they could be in the same neck of the woods, but I'm just thinking if A&M wants Mike Elko,
deep pocket.
Like if they just said, "Come hell or high water, we love what we have here. We'll do whatever it takes to do it." I think A&M can do that.
I agree.
The home thing is something different. I don't know, man. I know you feel about the SEC. maybe the Big Ten's not completely there yet, but I mean, you got, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon. Those three programs right there are better than them right now, more healthier than them. And I still find it odd that USC seems to be struggling a little bit under Lincoln Riley. They feel like they are a spot that could come about and get going at any point. So I don't know. I don't know if it's that much easier. Because, I mean, Penn State's been pretty hard for James Franklin. He can't beat those three teams ever. Oregon, Michigan, Ohio State, no matter where it is. Penn State seems to struggle there. I would say, Tyler, this would be more about Elko. Hey, man, I'm gonna get a little bit more money out of him.
State's going to get a bunch of people raises. There's no doubt. It's already happened to Kurt Cignetti and one other. Somebody else got a raise.
I would say it feels more like that than he would leave. The jersey thing, that's a bit of a thing.
Well, maybe. I would think that it has to be something like that. Like, look, A&M is easy to hate or dislike from the outside. But when you're in the middle of that thing, there's nothing like it.
No, yeah. It's
a different animal, man. And so I got to believe being in the middle of that, you got the team on the cusp of a college football playoff, making all kind of money and the program's as healthy as it's ever been. It's got to be hard to leave. There's no doubt.
All right, coming up, we'll hear from some of you, 713-572-4610. We'll hear from, I see Larry lined up there. We'll hear from some of you on this. And there was a lot that happened from a coaching standpoint. Clint went through it a little bit. What was the most befuddling thing that occurred to you last night? What blew you away the most last night from the Texas performance? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Texans are the complete and total crap storm this year.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Coming up, 5 o'clock hour, Texans Ticket Tuesday. Your chance to win a pair of tickets front row in the bullpen. 49ers coming into town. Short week. You got a chance to win some free tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Be sure you're listening. Free.
I'm trying, folks. I really am. And I want to hear what Larry's got to say. I really do. I heard Larry had a long conversation last night. I really do. And
Larry,
let's go to Larry in Stafford. Larry, have you gotten yourself together?
No, sure. I ain't got myself together.
All right.
First of all, go ahead.
Hold on. Before you get started, I just before you get going, I just want to check in and let you know, Larry, that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now, Larry, go ahead. How you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm glad you got that out the way. Before I get into everything that I want to get into, so let me be real honest with you, man. Condolences out to you, brother. I understand that journey that you find yourself on now, man, and prayers out to you and your family and one love, man. And, you know, it's just one of them things. It's life, man. But I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, brother.
Appreciate
now, having
it,
said
Larry.
All that, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, man, having said all that, D'Amico, you set your ass in that first-class seat, and you flew all the way back to Houston 5 hours later to tell me that we just going to push forward? Man, what's wrong with you, man? Look here. We understand that they got that new Wi-Fi on them planes. And I know you opened up that laptop and saw that horror show that we saw for the last 5 hours on that flight. Hey, man, I'm telling you, D'Amico, as much of a fan I am of yours, that press conference you had today made it even worse for me what I watched last night. You cannot tell me that you decided that putting Laken Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs on a pitch count was the best thing that you can do when you take your ass into the loudest stadium in the history of football. And you dang so can't tell me some dude whose girlfriend is on Dancing with the Stars, who has spent all his time out in L.A. for the last 5 weeks, deserve to walk back over there on Kirby and get a starting spot as your punt returner and kick returner. And I watched that fool trip over his own feet in the fourth quarter and nobody even touched him. D'Amico, we have been down this road before. I used to feel exactly the same way about Gary Kubiak that I feel about you. I love Gary and I continue to believe in Gary. But Gary has got fired because he was hard-headed. And he was stubborn, and he wouldn't listen to people. And I've been telling you for the longest time, y'all got too many of them silly-ass New England Patriot folks over there in that building over there, and they are going to run your ass out of town. Cal and Hannah, if you're listening to me, I'm going to come and find y'all in River Oaks, or y'all can meet me at whatever restaurant you want to. And I can tell you why Nick Caserio ass needs to be fired, Nick Cayley ass needs to be fired, Cole Popovich needs to be fired. I can tell you why all them New England Patriots and folks need to be fired. Because I can tell you, they are running an offense that is worse than the Stafford Cobras Little League offense that they run over here by Stafford High School. Because ain't nobody respecting nothing that Nick Cayley is calling. This fool did not even call a quarterback sneak from the one-inch line. If you are an offensive coordinator and you have an offensive quarterback like C.J. Stroud and you can't figure out how to dial a play from the one-inch line, your ass needs to be fired. I'm in the business of watching football, and I'm not going to let anybody walk around on this planet convincing me that my eyes don't see what my eyes see. I understand that it's a challenge, but you know what? That challenge has not been met by you, D'Amico, because you letting them boys over there convince you to do stupid stuff. And when I say stupid stuff, you still got Christian Harris silly ass on this football team, and he over there pushing dudes on the bench, and he can't get his ass on the field. You doing things that just don't make sense to the average man. And now I got 4 days to ramp myself up to get my ass back over there on Kirby and come watch the 49ers come to town. While you go to a press conference and say to me, well, if y'all watch football, do y'all see that we was trying to do things to get the ball to Nico? I'd be damned. You didn't try to get the ball to Nico until after you went 3-and-out or whatever. My point is all this. We have seen this before. And as much as I love you as a head coach, and as safe as your seat is, if you keep messing with them boys over there, they going to get your ass fired, D'Amico. Ron, again, I told you, one love to you and your family, Baytown Badass. I went to the gym at 3:30 this morning because I couldn't sleep, and the old lady was already asleep, so you know I wasn't getting none in our hall.
Had to go burn a little energy off, huh, Chief?
The damn Stafford Cobras, man. They gave Nick the business, man. We lost to them 7-6 earlier this year. Anyway, Clint, I think that rises to where I know you were frustrated about, and that is, a lot of this falls right into where he's talking about with D'Amico Ryans. That is, like, it is crazy that they came out off the bye week that way, and then the press conference makes you feel like you can understand more why they came off the bye week the way they did.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is at 2-4, and not just 2-4, but at 2-4 with the issues that the Texans have right now, which I'll put it to you this way, their offensive issues, and I don't see them being fixed by players or coaches anytime soon. And that is a tough place to be. I'm just telling you, man, like that is... I mean, like, there is, with that being the reality, is what's at stake here for D'Amico Ryans and others, but really all I care about is D'Amico Ryans, is you either, you got to, there's a couple of decisions that got to be made, right? Is D'Amico Ryans going to continue down this path with Nick Caley and just flush this season and say, we're going to use this as an install year and hopefully next year we'll be better? Or are you going to move on from Nick Caley calling offensive plays and give the duties to Gerard Johnson and see if Gerard Johnson is a guy that you could entertain beyond this year as a play caller? It would not be hard. It's very reasonable, with Gerard Johnson already being in the building, for Gerard Johnson to take this thing over and have better feel and have the ability to, that from the quarterback, from literally playing the quarterback position, know how to protect the quarterback, figure some of these things out, and be better. And either show promise or show that you need to move on and you need to go find somebody that's a little longer in the tooth with the play calling ability. D'Amico Ryans is at a fork in the road to make one of those decisions, right? And I'm not the head coach that's making millions of dollars. I don't know what the hell the right answer is. But D'Amico Ryans needs to make one of those decisions. In the meanwhile, D'Amico Ryans is in a position to either, like appear to be a head coach that's very aware of the problems, and through this adversity you can gain trust and gain confidence in how you're dealing with things, versus saying silly stuff in press conferences like, we think it's better to rotate left guards because each guy plays better if they're on a pitch count, and we're going to literally rotate every series our left guard.
That was the one that got you.
Like, yeah, I mean, but that's just silly. Like, you look silly, you sound silly. And multiple times in the press conference today, I believe that D'Amico Ryans is instead of just keeping it real and you don't have to throw people under the bus, but instead of just keeping it real and calling it what it is, the inability to say that this is beyond doing your job and techniques and mechanics, and it's beyond that, and we've got to be better in multiple ways. To not be able to look the media in the face and say, we've got to be better getting Nico Collins touches in easy manners. Like, not based on the defense and not based on the progression and not based on the coverage and not based on the protection, but getting him touches throughout a game, that it doesn't matter what the defense is. Like, if you can't simply look in the eyes of the camera and say that based on what we've seen, then you look silly. And that's where D'Amico Ryans is at. He's got a decision to make. But in the meantime, are you going to, what is he going to, is he going to, people going to lose confidence in him? Are you going to continue to push put this on the players and techniques and mechanics and them not doing what y'all are coaching them to do? Or at some point, are you just going to call a spade and say, y'all got to be better? Right? Every now and then mentioning it kind of in passing of like, oh, yeah, by the way, we got to coach better too. But then everything you say for 20 minutes in a press conference is about techniques and mechanics and doing your job and do what you're coached to do. And I'm not even worried about the trade deadline because I got to get my team to do what they're coached to do. Like, clearly, that can't be the answer. And what's at stake here is again, DeMeco Ryan's just losing credibility, which is what I think he did today in a press conference.
And you're saying he's got to make a decision on, do we play and go all out and do everything we can to salvage this season, or do we just say, all right, this sucker is gone and we got to build to the future?
Yeah.
Basically, that's
yeah,
what
I mean, look, every loss, you're going to, the decisions are going to get more and more difficult, right? I mean, the decisions of salvaging the season are going to be very, very difficult because, like I said, I don't see you salvaging this season. All I see you getting is a top 10 draft pick, right?
Oh.
If you make an adjustment, make a bold move with the play caller in particular, then you possibly could strike a chord and you possibly could see a better version of this offense. And you might capture lightning in a bottle with a guy like Gerard Johnson versus 10 more games of the same old, and looking like a deer in headlights offensively, and then you go into a press conference and try to defend it all.
Yeah,
it blows my mind because I can see a coach doing it. Like, just generally speaking, I think coaches in general, you know, protect their players, protect their staff. I get it. But DeMeco Ryans being the coach that he is, the former player that he is, the dude that he is, it shocks me that he's willing to go out there and say things like he said in the press conference today. And at the risk of just being honest and being real. Like, a lot of coaches can't say and do what's real. DeMeco has the ability to say, hey, man, we got to get Nico the ball better, man. We got to have a better screen game. We're not going to be able to protect the quarterback. We got to be able to get the ball out a little quicker. We got to do some things. But instead, it's all about CJ hitting the out, CJ working the pocket, CJ throwing the ball down the field to open guys. It's always about that. It's about
he's been protective of
Nick
Cayley.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're at a point, Ron, where it's going to be detrimental to him.
You keep saying, put it on me. Well, they're going to.
Well, don't worry about that. It's on you. Whether you want folks to or not, it's on you.
Yeah.
Because you're the most powerful guy in that building.
Yep. NBA opening night, the Rockets are a part of it. They're going to do something that we have never seen in the history of the National Basketball Association. We'll let you know what that is. DeMeco, who we're just talking about, gives an update on Nico Collins, who had to leave the game early and didn't return. And then maybe some saving grace from last night. George Springer. Whew. Sent the Mariners packing. We'll discuss all that coming up next, a little 5 o'clock fire.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees.
Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.